Well, good afternoon, GWA. And today, I want to try something a little different. It might not work, but I thought I'd give it a try. And I'm going to do a ramble fab. Which I'm feeling horribly shy about. It's rather out of my wheelhouse, and I may never upload this, but I figured that I am so turned on, and I'm going to come either way, so why not? Start recording and see what happens. All alone. In bed, just getting comfy. Because this is going to be very slow and sensual. I'm taking my time. I don't need to rush, I can just enjoy touching myself, appreciating what feels soft, what feels hard, what's smooth, and what's rather slippery. I'm just going to be making myself calm using my hands today. I do own a couple of toys, and I do own some corporal punishment instruments, but not today, because this arousal, this ache, was brought on by a dream I had last night, and sadly, I don't experience sex dreams very often, but when I do, wow, they are so vivid, so intense, and it was ruined for me. It was spoiled by the fucking alarm clock, so it was just getting good. It was getting to the best bit. Fucking woke up and just felt all the sensation, all of the tension, the vibrancy, the clarity of the dream just melt away through my fingertips, and I was devastated. So that's what I'm going to do. Feel free to listen. I'm going to fuck myself. Thinking about this dream. And embellishing and filling in the blanks where I didn't get to and finish it and enjoy it. This probably isn't going to last very long. I'm so fucking wound up by this. Oh, it was so good. Oh, So why not start at the beginning? A very good place to start, so I'm told. Oh God, I'm so wet already. I was dreaming about two people, and I haven't got a clue who they are. But there was a woman and a man. And the man was sitting on a sofa. Very Italian looking, all olive skin and dark eyes, dark curly hair. Half dressed. And I was completely naked. And in front of me was a woman, older than me, also Italian looking, slim, so slim, very petite, very willowy, in her 30s, this long chestnut coloured hair in a ponytail, and he didn't say it, but I knew that and on the sofa wanted me to kiss her, which was fine by me because I wanted to as well. And there was apprehension there and nerves and longing, and she had these big glittering brown eyes. I could feel the heat, even in a dream. I could feel the heat coming from the neck just behind her ear. Not kissing, just running my lips down her neck onto her shoulder. Completely naked as well. Just ever so slowly sliding my arms around her waist, kissing her properly, and she moaned, and it was delicious. It was such a sexy fucking sound. Oh. My nails down her chest, down her stomach, and just felt in between her legs. She was wet. Oh, tiny. Just so hot in the dream, this contrast between kissing her so deeply and being full of spit and drool and sucking on her bottom lip and messy, and then just so delicately, so softly touching her between her legs. And that's when our friend on the sofa decided to join in. hands. Squeeze my breast. You stood behind me and I could feel my shoulder blades against his chest. Pressing against my ass and the small of my back. Feeling that warmth, solidness behind me. Leaning back on him whilst I was still kissing. Kissing a woman. Front of me, cupping her cheek with my hand, the other one still between her legs. Oh, there's just something about it, isn't there? All that sensation. Hands at once. And then I felt one of his hands all big and soft. Firmly but gently, just under my throat, more under my jaw than on my throat, just gripping, pulled me out of the kiss, turned my head and kissed me instead, just going from her lips to his, feeling the difference, his lips. I remember the feeling that it was unusual. Despite being a man, his lips were a lot bigger than hers, a lot plumper. Just arching myself, getting up on my tiptoes to better reach. Just enjoying the kiss. Reaching away from the girl, putting my arms up above my head, reaching back to just she did a wonderful thing. She slid down very prettily, very graceful. Got down onto the floor and started licking me between my legs. How it could possibly come up so perfectly with the sensation of feeling a tongue between your legs and in your mouth at the same time. Fuck. Oh. Wasn't fucking me with her tongue, just licks, just quick, feathery little cat laps, just along. Oh. My clit, and just the outside. Oh, that's when I couldn't handle it anymore. It was all just too gentle and slow and sensual, and I just wanted more friction, more sensation, faster. Oh, so I broke the kiss. Oh. Got down. I completely abandoned him. Very selfish. Being very selfish in this dream. Completely abandoned him. But I wanted to taste myself. I wanted to see what I tasted like on her mouth. So got down and just pushed her shoulders to the floor. Just pushed her completely to the floor. Wooden floor, I remember distinctly. Light wooden floor. Gone on top of her, lifted her lips up, put my hand under her neck, just lifted her lips up and kissed her, just slid my body over hers and feeling how soft, how delicate she felt under me. Good, I know I do. I know I do. Because the one part of the dream that I can bring into real life is that I can taste myself on my fingers. Let's see. Ready to return the favor. I was just kissing, kissing down her body, still on the floor, kissing down her stomach, and just got to her pussy, just about to kiss her, and the fucking alarm went off. Oh. Life is cruel. Life is so cruel sometimes. So from here on out, I'm going to have to improvise what I would have wanted to happen. And I think that's a good place to carry on. Because I would have gorged myself on her pussy. Fuck. Just those broad, long legs, just right from the bottom up to the clit. I would have wanted him to be involved as well, maybe. Maybe we could have done that. Maybe we could have got her on all fours. And I could have licked her pussy from behind and kissed her ass, biting and gripping onto the backs of her thighs, squeezing. Just burying my face in there, getting her juices just all over my chin and my cheeks. So sloppy with it, just so animalistic. And he could have slid his cock into her mouth. Just hearing those muffled moans from her as I'm eating her out, and she's got a mouthful of cock, that would have been good. That would have been very good. Oh. But eventually, I probably would have wanted some attention again. It's my dream. I can be as selfish as I want. I know I would have wanted him at this point. See, fingers and tongues, they're good. They are good. No one's denying that they feel. Oh, amazing. But if you're anything like me, and I am, at the end of it all, you just fucking need to feel. Yield to it, clenching around it. Ah, fuck. Oh, that's what I would have wanted. Oh, maybe on. That feels good. Just long, slow, lazy strokes in and out. Oh, yes, if I could have her. Oh. Just hearing groans in my ear, whimpers, and all this squishy fucking wet sounds, and it sounds so pornographic and so animalistic and rude, but it's hot, and it'd make you cringe if you heard it in any other circumstance, but it just amplifies everything tenfold, the sound. The sounds. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, that came on a lot quicker than I was expecting. Didn't even get to the part. Clean each other up. Fuck it, I was enjoying myself too much. I could have carried on, but I wanted to come. Be able to concentrate today and do some work. Well, thank you very much for listening. If you've made it all the way to the end of this, by God, 27, nearly 28 minutes. Thank you for listening and enjoying my dream. Ta-ta.